for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Wednesday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. I'm Russell Smith alongside Houston Kress and Bear. Tucker Harlan is here to jumpstart our third and final hour of the program with the Top 5 at 5. It's brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Tucker, what do you got?
Thank you, Russell. At number one, the NBA has announced it is banning Toronto Raptors forward Jontae Porter for life due to gambling offenses. The violations center around the disclosure of useful information to bettors, intentionally limiting his minutes in a minimum of one game with the Raptors, and placing bets on NBA games while playing in the G League.
Yeah, this is Michael Porter Jr.'s brother.
Yes.
From the Nuggets and formerly of Konzo Martin's Missouri Tigers.
Yes, indeed.
I wonder how much money he had.
What does he do now? That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, what do you do now? Overseas?
I mean, he's, I guess, you could go play overseas and probably make some money, but are overseas teams going to be wary
I don't know how that would translate.
Purported game fixer.
Yeah, I mean, probably not, right? They're like, no, man, if you're going to be fixing games and we can't trust you, no way.
Last I checked, they've got gambling in Europe, too.
Factually accurate.
At number two, Alabama point guard Mark Sears has declared for the NBA draft while maintaining his college eligibility. Sears was instrumental in the Tide's Final Four run, averaging 21.5 points per game this season.
Great player. I won't exactly miss him, but kudos to him. He had a really, really good season. Got him to a Final Four. Unfortunately, that stings a little bit, but no, he's a great player.
And so they lose him and Pringle. Nick Pringle,
Is Stashy McStashface back next year?
I think so.
What's his name?
Grant Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson.
They did lose another guy to the portal, but that's a depth piece. Sam Walters, the other white kid.
Was it North Carolina that Nelson just went absolutely off late in the second half? That was actually pretty fun to watch. I didn't want Bama to win, but that was a really good finish.
Surely Nelson would go through the...
I would think so. I mean, he's got the size.
He also had that, I mean, he reminiscent of the Grant Hill dunk on UNLV. Was that against UConn? And it was on Klingon, wasn't it?
Yes.
He posterized him.
Yes. And that, they actually talked about that. That's one of the things that apparently makes Klingon so great is stuff like that. He's just, it doesn't faze him a bit.
I mean, I would think a guy like that would want to go through the, Grant Nelson is listed at 6'11".
Yeah. He's a good athlete,
too. What's he
doing
in college?
I can't remember where he transferred from.
North Dakota State.
Yeah. He was shooting the three like crazy out there. He didn't shoot it nearly as much at Alabama, but he shot some. He's got a nice tool chest, I think.
He needs to go.
Yeah.
Please.
At number three, former Arkansas and current UCF quarterback KJ Jefferson was arrested and released in Fayetteville earlier this afternoon. He was charged with a common misdemeanor of reckless driving.
Huh. I wonder if that was for speed or...
going the wrong way, down a one-way street, trying to
have
zook in somewhere.
Have a little too much of granddad's cough syrup.
KJ, say it ain't so. What did he... he had some really funny off-the-field social media or leaked text incident last year.
I don't remember that.
It was a recurring joke, something about, I don't know, he got caught sliding in DMs or something. Yeah. It happens.
At number four, updated MLB scoreboard. I'll go through the games that are in progress. Only one more has gone final since we last discussed. Royals defeated the White Sox in game one of that doubleheader 4-2 in Chicago. Braves and Astros tied at 4 in the bottom of the ninth with one out, coming down to the wire out there in Houston. Cardinals up 3-2 on the A's in the bottom of the fifth. A's have runners on first and second. Blue Jays lead the Yankees in the bottom of the sixth 2-1. Nationals still lead the Dodgers 2-0 in the middle of the eighth. Cubs and Diamondbacks tied at 2 at the end of the fifth. And the Reds and Mariners tied at 1 in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, looking like two outs now on the bottom of the ninth for the Braves at the Astros. That one might be headed to extras.
Free baseball in Houston.
As long as the Braves take care of business, come out on top.
And finally, at number five, a Brazilian woman reportedly wheeled the corpse of an elderly man into a Rio de Janeiro bank to get him to co-sign a loan. The woman is seen in pictures holding up the man's head in a wheelchair, claiming it was her uncle getting him to sign a $3,400 loan in U.S. money.
Nice.
The naturally terrified bank staffers called the police, who later determined he had been dead for hours at this point, and they will look into the man's cause of death. In the meantime, she could be charged with fraud, embezzlement, and abuse of corpse.
I saw the it's
the video's bad.
It's awful.
They went with the old Weekend at Bernie's.
Like, yeah. I'd almost forgotten about it. I hate that you brought... I'd completely walled up and blocked that out of my mind until you just brought it up again.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, definitely very recently dead. Rigor mortis had not set in. So his...
A little floppy.
This guy's poor head's going backwards and forward. So she's got him by the neck and is, like, holding his head up, and then...
Is she trying to pass him off as alive?
Yeah.
Yes, to get him to sign this loan.
Yeah, she puts the pen in his hand.
In his
obviously,
dead hand.
He can't grab it. So then she kind of grabs his hand to grab the pen and is signing his name. And they're like, we can't do this. And they did like fingerprint and everything. Like, it was bad. It was really bad. She's like, no, he's fine. He gets like this when we come to the bank. He's nervous. They're like, no.
It's all right. He's just a little dead.
Yeah. Monty Python sketch in real life in Brazil.
I didn't know you'd go with that one. That was a good one, though.
Thank you, Tucker. That is the top five at five. It's brought to you by Knoxville Smiles, where they only perform dentistry on the living. If you're ready to flash your dazzling smile, check out our friends at Knoxville Smiles. Don't wait any longer. Give them a call today. Tell them Fan Run sent you and set up your smile appointment with Knoxville Smiles. 539-1776 is their number. And, of course, KnoxvilleSmiles.com is their website. Getting you set for a big third hour. They are going to extra innings in Houston. Braves trying to keep a win streak going there. Ronald Acuna, his first home run of the season today. 2-for-5 effort for Ronnie, and we'll see if the Bravos can pull it out in extras.
One of the Astros got off the schneid as well today, right after Acuna. Acuna. How do you say it?
Still
name?
Not right.
Acuna.
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 Acuna Matata.
Who was it, Bear?
Ooh, I've already forgotten his name. Ruben.
I'm sorry, did you say Ruben?
Ruben and the Jets?
No.
Bregman. No, not Bregman. Dubon.
Dubon Brigadier. What's his name? You're the baseball guy. You just did a whole damn MLB update.
Mauricio Dubon.
That's it.
That's his
Mauricio.
Name.
Mauricio. Is he Italian? Oh, they play baseball over there. 865-288-3131. Your number, 288-3131. If you want to jump on the program this afternoon as we do the thing with you on a Wednesday afternoon edition of the program. Yeah, Tennessee baseball picking up the win over Bellarmine. What was the final?
20-5.
20-5.
And they did not want a run rule.
Could have been worse.
I guess since they drove all the way down here.
Might as well, yeah.
Where are they at again? Kentucky?
Louisville.
Louisville. Is that like 5 hours?
No, I think it's closer to like 3.5, maybe 4.
I've only been to Louisville once. It's a fine city.
I like Louisville.
Tennessee with the grand slam yesterday by Blake Burke. They are now tied for fifth most grand slams.
Oh, I was going to do this as trivia later.
In a season. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
37 games in, tied for fifth. I'm butchering this, aren't I? Your trivia would have been much better. 10 grand slams. It's tied for fifth all time.
Yes.
37 games in. The all-time record is Arizona State in 2003. They had 14 grand salamis in 68 games.
So we are two-thirds of the way to owning the record.
Yeah, but was that back when they had the crazy bats?
What was the year, does it say?
2003.
Were they still using the, what were they called, BB Corps?
Yeah, BB Corps. It might have been early 2000s.
Okay, there's guys that will put out, like, videos on social media hitting some of those crazy bats.
Wouldn't that be doubly impressive if we're able to break it in the,
yes,
non-juiced
Although,
bats?
Although, Bear does think that the ball is juiced.
I think something's jacked
Speaking
up
of that,
year.
Did you guys see Jack Caglione's home run last night?
Oh, was it 515 feet?
516. Yep. The previous record was what, like 470 something?
What was the exit?
Oh, I didn't see the stats. I just saw it went over their scoreboard, and they estimated it to have traveled 516 feet.
I feel like Burke's hit. Burke and the baby-faced assassin hit one that I would.
The one at Clemson and the one at Southern Miss. Yeah. I don't think it was 516. Although it did hit a church.
One at Southern Miss, the church hadn't been in the way.
Yeah, Tennessee, one more would tie them with UCLA and Oklahoma State from 1997, 1995, respectively. And they've all done this in
the BB Corps era.
65, 66, 67 games. So, you know, 30 games or so here to play with, God willing.
I mean, it feels like the pace has been absolutely ridiculous, but, I mean, we are on pace to, I don't want to say smash the record, but might make it unattainable, 16, 17.
It would have been cool to see what the numbers would have been back in the late 90s when those jack bats were all the rage, like the exits and the speeds.
Yeah, all the different tracker stuff they have now.
Vols are headed to Kentucky. Three-game series with third-ranked Kentucky. This is number three versus number four.
According to Kentucky, it's number two Tennessee versus number three Kentucky. That's what they have on their website. So
we're number two in the USA Today coaches poll. Or yeah. I don't know if it's coaches poll. Just USA Today.
Mm.
The D1 baseball, which is the industry standard there, has us ranked number four. But we can use the same – we can use our recruiting policy if you want and just go with the poll that ranks our team higher.
That's what I normally do.
We're number two. I'd rather – no, we're the second-ranked team, Tucker. Don't make that face. I'd rather be number four and have a little bit – you want to keep the climb going, right? I don't want to be number one. You don't want to be number one going into the tournaments.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Was LSU number one going in last year?
No.
Wake Forest.
Yeah. Wake Forest was.
Oh, that's right.
Still holds true.
Yeah, I don't want to be it's number one going into that thing. But that is an exciting series coming up this weekend. Going up to Cole Country.
Brett just reminded me of this, switching topics a little bit here. Did you see where Jimmy Dykes' daughter is going to go to college to be a cheerleader?
He's even more in our pocket now.
We got him. We're firmly on Jimmy's jet forever.
Oh, she's a Tennessee cheerleader?
Yeah, she's coming to Tennessee to cheer.
Well, good for her. Congrats.
Tucker, you should make a phone call.
Whoa.
Man, Tennessee is a good place.
What?
He thinks that you're suggesting that Tucker should date Jimmy Dykes' daughter.
Absolutely I am. At least try.
Might be a good career move. Jimmy could help you out.
You like if Jimmy Dykes is a father-in-law?
That'd be fun, right?
Be fun, man. Be really fun, man.
Yeah, man. All those Christmases in Arkansas, man.
It's my son-in-law, Tucker, man.
Hey, Dad, you got any more tickets to the game?
Sure do, man.
Yeah, tickets to everything. You're dating a cheerleader.
Unlimited copies of his book.
There are many available, I'm told.
What is it, the film doesn't lie? Something like that.
You get him on the show, hopefully.
Yeah, permanent seat on the energy bus.
Permanent seat on his jet.
Is he an energy bus, one of those guys?
Oh, he's got to be.
Was that not the dumbest thing ever when Butch got into that?
It was bad.
Energy vampires.
You're a,
what is it?
Jones is ass!
You're a drain or a fountain.
Be kind.
When we continue, see what else we can get in here this afternoon. We got a Will It Suck for you. We'll read from the Twitter and the little bit of Discord discourse from the 37 Club this afternoon. A lot to get to. Stay with us. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio, doing the thing on a Wednesday afternoon edition of the show. OJ's Bronco is for sale.
I thought it was up in Gatlinburg.
I did too. I thought it was in Tennessee somewhere.
It is.
Owner of the infamous white Ford Bronco driven in the OJ Simpson car chase on the 405 freeway has made a decision that he wants, what he wants to do with the car after OJ passed away. Former agent Michael Gilbert and the two other people, friends of Al Cowlings, the man who drove the car during that legendary chase, have announced they intend to sell the vehicle.
So, now, which one is it? Is it the one he went on the chase with, or the one he used the night when he,
that's allegedly
did
are those two different Broncos?
Yeah. They had matching Broncos. They were really buddy-buddy.
Matching Broncos?
This is the one that he was in the chase with, evidently.
Yeah.
Before OJ passed, we had always thought this was going to be the year we were going to sell because it's the 30th anniversary. What are they doing?
Who keeps
that? It's a horrible thing to say.
Awful.
We're in celebration of the heinous murder he got away with.
Of the mauling massacre that took place on the front porch. We've decided we're going to sell this car. Wow.
Darren Revelle reports that the latest offer for the Bronco stood around $750,000. The owners say they're looking for at least $1.5 million. I'm sorry. If you have $1.5 million to spend on OJ's Bronco, you're kind of a creep.
If I was going to spend $1.5 million on just one vehicle, what would it be?
Not OJ's Bronco.
No.
Hey, this is where he sat with the gun to his head as the cops chased him down while the Rockets were playing the Knicks in the finals.
I mean, you could get into like a Ford GT, like a real one, one from the 60s, you know, like a vintage one. I don't know why we'd need to drive 240 miles an hour.
Like a tricked out tour bus where I could drive over the country and sleep in it.
You ain't getting into one of those Prevosts for $1.5 million?
And more than that?
Heck yeah. You guys tour buses?
Yeah.
I bet they're more than 1.5.
Tucker, look up the price of a tour bus. That's what you would spend. Any vehicle you're going with the tour bus? I kind of see it. Like, those things are pretty sweet.
Well, I'd get more out of it than a Ferrari sitting in my garage or something.
Have you ever heard maintenance on those things is?
Oh, 1.2. I'm right in the range.
Yeah, but you could have OJ's Bronco.
I could fit three people in there. Or was it a two-level seater, or was it a single?
The Bronco?
It was two,
like,
right?
Two up front and a bench in the back, right?
Five people and some gear. This one's 2.3. That was expensive. Yeah, I can get into 1.5.
Do you think they cleaned the blood out of there? OJ certainly did it.
I would say eventually they probably reupholstered. It just seems like a wise choice after 30 years. You know,
I don't know. I think about the one that was up at the in Pigeon. It was Gallenberg or Pigeon. Was it Ripley's? Maybe. I bet they didn't. I bet they kept it intact. It loses. You wash the blood out, it loses all its value.
God, so gross.
That's true.
Wash the blood out, it loses its value.
They wanted rid of the blood.
It's a terrible thing to say.
I'm not saying it. I'm just telling you. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at facts.
You could squirt a little ketchup or something in there. Let it dry.
Do better with chocolate ice cream. That's what dried blood
look at
looks
that.
Like.
It's pretty nice.
That's nice, right? Flat screen TVs.
How much is it?
1.5. 2023.
Prevost bus.
Yes, a 2023 X3 Prevost single slide entertainer bus. Sleeps 12, 1.5.
Have you ever slept on one of those things?
Not a new one.
It's like sleeping, even the new ones, man. It's like sleeping in a coffin.
I better get used to it then.
Do we think we can talk new management into, we work out some sort of a trade, get G&J to paint the side of it, fan run it out. We take that baby all over the country.
Anywhere.
Tennessee sporting events.
That's what I've been trying to tell you guys. We need to try and figure that out.
Well, fan run bus trip.
1.5 mil.
That's what I'm – when you say fan run bus trip, that's what I'm thinking. I'm not thinking on like a Greyhound style with like 50 drunken
– Hey, we've done it, and it's not that bad except on the ride home.
Smash! I've heard horror stories
about
both bus trips.
It's always worse on the ride home. What horror story did you hear about our bus trip?
What are you talking about?
I mean, one of them went out on air. Trying to do a show from the bus, that was incredibly stupid on our part to begin with, but just all the noise.
It was pretty good.
It just sounded like a bunch of drunken buffoons from like a Thornton Wilder play.
We were going to watch the Vols play. We were having a good time.
That's why you're on a bus. Nobody's drinking and driving.
So I stay here.
And spill 8 gallons of Coke on the carpet.
Let's be honest. You're not jumping on the tour bus either. If we're
going 100% what if it was just us?
We're going on a long trip with
as long as everybody
a dozen or so
fan
runs. How many does it sleep?
12.
We're 12 people
basically
on the bus. We're
run.
Going off for days at a time. Days.
Yeah.
You ain't going. You almost didn't go to a baseball game for 3 hours with me the other night. And you're going to pick up and go across country? Road trips prominently on the list of awesome things Bear hates.
Mm.
And it shouldn't be. It should have never been placed on there. I would not like going on long trips where you are driving. That's what I said. You're a menace.
You just said,
dude, you drove like 95 down 275
you just
on
said
that
you
part
don't want
where
to
the
go
cops
on a bus.
Tell you. Where the cops tell you, do not speed through here. It was engineered incorrectly. It makes it much more likely for you to flip your car. And we're in that high center of gravity grocery grabber
Great
that
driver.
You drive around in.
Never
doing
had
like
a...
90 around that improperly banked curve.
Safest
on
car on the market. I mean, it just so many lies right there. I could feel it lifting up.
I could feel it lifting.
So
the
many
tires
lies.
Were getting ready to lose contact with the ground. You are not a safe driver, Russell.
Let's get Peyton in here next. Peyton, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
What's up, gentlemen? I don't know why y'all haven't thought about it yet, but with the name being the drive, y'all think y'all would have gotten, you know, an ambulance or something, you know, given Bear's background, and just go ahead and do the show out of an ambulance, you know, and fit the ambulance to it.
Now, I, for a long time, Peyton wanted, because it was, shut, I'm going to cut your mic off. You're such a weasel. There was a Grayson over on Kingston Pike. They had a fire truck for sale forever. I always thought that would make a really cool, either that or a short yellow bus for us.
Okay.
that was going to be my second recommendation, but I'm glad you said it. I didn't have to say it.
I found some great deals on these buses. We might could look into this eventually.
The bus plan coming together.
How old is too old on a bus?
They last pretty long.
That's what I figured. Like what
depends on how many.
Yeah,
you know,
miles.
Some of those, yeah, miles. And
I feel
many,
like every school bus
too.
That I was on that actually took me to school was at least 20 years old.
Yes. I see some of the newer school buses now, and I'm like, what on earth? I guess they finally had to make the switch.
You don't think a Bluebird would be fun to ride around in as a station family?
Houston, here's what I'll do. I got one of our help desk people, they work on a bunch of buses, and they own a couple of them, so mm-hmm. I'll go ask him in the morning,
yeah.
And then I'll get back to you and be like, all right, how old is too old for a bus? And then you'll know.
There we go. I mean, some of these have over 1 million miles on them. It's insane.
Like, rack them up pretty quick, man.
Well, yeah, man. About as fast as they drive, I would imagine.
Well, I guess the main reason I was calling is because, Houston, you mentioned that Russ wanted to join the
team.
Foursome. But listen, we might have filled up the spots, but we could still use a caddy. I trust Russ's eyes on the greens.
Mm. Do I actually have to carry anything?
Yeah, he ain't gonna carry anything, Peyton.
No. We got carts, guys. That you might have to hand him his club.
Yeah,
and then give him a good read on the green.
No. Russell is not schlepping around for you and your buddies, Peyton. It's beneath him.
How much does this get? First of all, Russell will speak for Russell. Don't tell me what's beneath me. Yeah,
we might be able to negotiate a deal.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
What kind of does the Masters get? Is it like 20%?
I take 10% of whatever I negotiate for you, Russ. What are we talking about here, Peyton? $100?
You know, I wasn't thinking so much money, but, you know, thinking probably, you know, a nice steak dinner.
Oh, baby.
And, you know, and depending, he's going to have a commission base, so that way he's not just being lazy out on the field. So, each correct read that he does, we'll throw an extra like $10 in there per hole.
You better treat me better than Tiger treated that fluff guy, or Kevin Costner treated Cheech in Ten Cup, man. If you, the first club you snap over your knee, I'm outie.
Awesome. All I need you to do is read them. I'll hit them. Don't you worry about that part.
All right. It's good teamwork.
All right. We'll take it under consideration. I'm still surprised that nobody wants me to play with them.
I think it's
after I publicly disclosed that I haven't played in 2 years.
I think it's a damn outrage myself.
I wonder what it could be. That's when you say
complete and total lack of respect from my captain over here. I don't like it, Houston.
Well, you two should team up and play together then.
Nobody wants to watch two old dudes.
One old dude. And one
you're closer
strikingly
to the end.
Handsome man who's
in his
prime.
You're closer to
the
end than the beginning, my friend. I know that's a bitter pill for you to swallow.
Absolutely not.
I'm going
for 100.
Well, there's some futurists out there that say if you can survive the next 5 years,
oh God,
you may live to be 500 with modern advances.
It's going to be a race against time for me.
I'm going for at least 100. I ain't halfway through yet. I'm still on the up.
You're still an old dude. Your back's jacked up.
My back's fine.
You're a liar, dude. Your back is not fine, Russell.
He's sandbagging. His back's fine.
Notorious bad back. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Did my core workout earlier this morning. Feeling great.
You been back to Hot Works?
I have not. Peyton, we appreciate the offer. It has been Derek duly noted. Will be taken under consideration by the Council of Elders. Anything else, my friend?
That's it. I'll see y'all Saturday morning. Looking forward to it. And then, Ethan, I'll get back to you on the bus thing.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks, Peyton.
What would you buy? Vehicle, $1.5 million. What's your dream car?
I can't even think of a vehicle that would – if I have $1.5 million and I have to spend it on a car, I'm getting a couple of cars.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Can I get multiple cars or do I have to spend
– If I could get two, honest to God, I would probably get I don't know if you've ever seen Red Bull uses them a lot. It's like this – like either German or old Czechoslovakian army truck. It was these gigantic tires.
What would you do with that?
Never be trapped anywhere in any condition.
What does that thing get, like 1 mile a gallon? Maybe?
Maybe.
I'm so cheap I could never I would be so mad at myself for spending $1.5 million on a car. I would hate it. So I wouldn't want to – this is not a like this
not a
doesn't
fun exercise.
It doesn't feel good to me. I mean, I think of all the different things you could have done with $1.5 million. Let's go to the Fan Run breaking news desk.
Good or bad, good or bad, good or bad.
Be patient. Oh God.
Good.
It's a final now.
The Atlanta Braves have won their businessman special 5-4 over the hapless Houston Astros. They're 6-13. Braves improving to 12-5 on the young season. Now winners of 4 in a row and maintaining a healthy 2-game distance on the Phillies and the Mets in the NL East.
This is not breaking. It's April, you fool.
Sorry. What?
It's
I can't
April.
Hear you.
Yeah, you can.
Speak
it's,
up.
It's April. Strider's
is,
out
is he
for
talking
the
about
year.
Clint Avril? I can't understand. Yankees trail 4-2 against the Blue Jays at the top of the 8th.
Oh! He did say they struggle in Toronto.
It's understandable. It's a different country and whatnot.
Are you done?
Huh?
Are you done?
Tucker, he's talking to me. I can't hear him over
the
chops playing.
Would you please tell Russ that I'm tired of hearing the Florida State football fight song that he's, for some reason, plays in relation to the Braves?
He's transferring to Florida State. I can't. I don't know. I can't communicate with him when it's so loud like this.
He's upset by a certain Florida State fight song that's playing right now.
Doesn't sound like the Bear I know. 865-288-3131, your phone number to get on the program this afternoon. Right now it's time for a little game we like to call will it suck?
It's time for
Will It Suck?
It's time for
Will It Suck?
It's time for
Will It Suck? Suck, 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 suck. Variety is reporting that director Martin Scorsese is planning to make a biopic about Frank Sinatra right after he makes his movie about Jesus. Outlet cited sources who said 49-year-old Leo DiCaprio will play the iconic singer-actor in the film, with Jennifer Lawrence also eyed as Sinatra's second wife, Ava Gardner.
That's interesting. I'm more trying to figure out, Marty's making a movie about Jesus?
Yeah, evidently.
Golly. How wild could that one get? Jesus.
What do you mean? I mean, we know the
you
story.
You talking to me? You talking to me, Judas? I don't see nobody else.
All right. Martin Scorsese's Frank Sinatra biopic starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. Will it suck?
I'm going to say no.
Reasoning?
Because you don't have very many movies about Sinatra, and Scorsese's a renowned director. So I feel like it's got to be good.
I think it might have some potential too, because you're not going to do that thing he was doing with De Niro in the movie where he's making him look younger with CGI. That looked weird. I got to be honest, I wasn't a huge fan of the Killers of the Flower Moon. It's just too long.
I never saw that.
I haven't seen it yet. So I was going to say, that was actually going to be my argument. Scorsese and DiCaprio have not teamed up for a bad movie, but I have not seen Killers of the Flower Moon. Aviator, good. The Departed, good. Shutter Island, good. Wolf of Wall Street, good.
Mm.
So, oh yeah, he was also in Gangs of New York, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, that's a pretty good.
The Party was really good.
That's one of. I think that's one of the best movies.
DiCaprio's just good. Period. I mean, like he.
I do find that an odd.
In a long time, right?
Yeah, but I find that to be an odd casting choice.
Maybe he's got pipes and he can sing.
Is DiCaprio? I mean, that's an Italian sounding name.
I'll be honest. We talked about who Johnny Mathis. Yeah. I know who Frank Sinatra is. Obviously, That kind of music is never, the big band thing never really did it for me. And I don't know that much about him.
Well, which makes me, that's why he's making the movie.
A chance I know to he learn. Wasn't a very nice person.
Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra.
Well, he has that,
not.
He has that famous mugshot of him from when he was like 19 years old.
He hated Coppola. He tried to get the Godfather.
The mugshot was for. I want to say it was basically for adultery, like he slept with a married woman, but it was one of those funny charges.
Yeah, that is definitely
pandering.
Definitely
like
a classic,
that,
classic mugshot. I've seen that a bunch.
Yeah. I think they call it pandering.
Old blue eyes.
Probably listen to some Sinatra on the way.
So home. I'm saying will not suck. You say won't suck, Tucker. Bear, yes. Houston.
Won't suck.
I'm going to say it won't suck. Yeah, I'll probably go with that. It's pretty hard. I mean, you got Jennifer Lawrence, DiCaprio, and Scorsese. What could go wrong?
Pretty good triumvirate right there.
Rarely do we ever say something won't suck.
Usually
that might be a first. Martin Scorsese, 81, and still cranking them out, man.
Marty.
Now, with biopics, they can take a little liberty, right? Telling the stories?
Sure.
Okay.
They do a little bit.
Nothing crazy. Like, all of a sudden, it's not like Frank Sinatra's going to be flying around on a jetpack.
Did you ever see the Hendrix one?
No.
That was, they took a couple of.
Like, was Bohemian Rhapsody, is that considered a biopic?
Yeah, but that one was, they said there were some spots in there that wasn't all together.
Okay.
You're going to sit here and tell me with a straight face that Hollywood sometimes makes stuff up and it's not true?
Do we want to tell him now? I mean, we got to break it to him sooner or later. Yes, Russell. I'm
not sure I can.
I'm sorry.
Handle this.
Wrestling's not real, Russ.
Well, sometimes they will do something where they try to keep it very, you know, as close as they possibly can. I wasn't sure if biopic meant they could, you know, take some
liberties?
Allegiances and liberties from time to time?
You can fudge a little, I'm sure.
Okay.
How well do you really know a guy? I'm sure Sinatra had a private side that nobody knows about. Got to make stuff up, right?
Yeah, that'd be fun. Scorsese's good at that.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. Final segment coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-288-3131. Your number to get on board. Overtime coming up next. Back to wrap things up right after this.
The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, wrapping up on a Wednesday afternoon edition of the show, getting you ready for overtime, headed your way next on many of these fine fan-run affiliates. Well, speaking of the juice, is
what?
Broncos up for sale? The juice.
Juice.
OJ.
Gotcha.
Orenthal. Nordberg. Oh, you see the I think we did a Will It Suck on the Naked Gun remake, right? Or am I imagining that?
I think you're imagining that.
Did we talk about doing that? We just never did it. Naked Gun remake starring Liam Neeson and
no, we did not talk
Pamela
about
Anderson.
This, but I did see that.
Yeah,
Pamela Anderson, really?
What? Yeah, I mean, Priscilla was a little bit past her prime when she was in the originals.
Whoa, you saying Pamela is past her prime?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying because it's true. Have you seen Pamela Anderson lately?
Well, she's been going without makeup. You do realize that most of those women don't look anything like they do when they're not wearing makeup.
Have you ever seen Liam Neeson try to do anything funny?
Yeah, he's hysterical.
He's actually really funny.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it, like the deadpan skit they did for, was it SNL maybe?
Probably.
Someone sent it to me. I was like, this is going to be terrible. It was really good.
No. Imagine that. Great actor. Able to be funny.
O.J. Simpson was cremated today.
I thought it was weird. They wouldn't let his, they refused to have his brain sent to the CTE Institute.
Hmm. Really? They refused?
Yeah. His lawyers had himself a week with sticking his foot in his mouth. So if it were up to him, the Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson's family would get not one red cent from his estate. Even though they still owe old man Goldman like $114 million.
Really?
Yeah. 34 came with interest.
Even in death, O.J. Simpson, still a giant jerk.
His lawyers backed off that now, but
no public memorial planned. You know there'd be some sickos want to show up for O.J.'s funeral.
I bet probably quite a few sickos, actually.
Yeah. Do you see where somebody who sat on that jury basically said that they didn't vote guilty or not guilty on whether they thought he actually killed those two people. They voted not guilty because of the Rodney King.
Rodney King, yeah.
That was wild. I remember I just left campus the night the riots broke out in L.A. That was a wild time.
Isn't it – I'm no legal expert here,
hmm.
But – you have to be guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could, like, he did it. We all know, you know, he did it. I don't think there's anybody who's, like, thoroughly convinced of OJ's innocence out there. But beyond a reasonable doubt, I mean, that's what the Dream Team was able to do with the mm-hmm. glove mm-hmm. and the racist guy. They were able to, you know, bring in just enough. Huh? What? No, that's well. That shouldn't be like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That.
Well, they made some serious. I mean, that was a horrible, terrible prosecution. Terrible. They got bogged down with DNA and.
And what else?
It was bungled from the start.
Tell us, Barry.
They should have never had him try on that glove. Imagine that, 100% leather. That had gotten soaked in blood might shrink up. I tell you, huge mistake on the part of the prosecution.
Who told you to put the balm on? I didn't tell you to put the balm on.
Yeah, Judge Lance Ito, he screwed up constantly.
Cashing in on your wretched disfigurement.
What was the other one? The bra?
They literally had somebody who was damn near a card-carrying member of the Klan as a prosecution witness. What was that guy's name? Furman?
Detective Mark Furman.
Yeah.
Even sounds like a bad name. Like, well, we can't call him Hitler. What's the most racist name we can come up with? Mark Furman. It sounds like it. If I told you Mark Furman, you had no idea. This guy has Nazi memorabilia in his house. You'd be like, yeah, that pens.
Yeah, that pens. That checks.
So, where do you think? Down to, OJ had money. There's two sets. There's a dual justice system. There's one for the people that have a buttload of money, and there's one for the rest of us that don't have a lot of money. They can't afford $500 an hour lawyers to muddy the waters, to raise reasonable doubt. So you get off with a double homicide where two people almost got their heads cut off.
Meanwhile, in Memphis, a man is in jail after allegedly attempting to rob a store three times, including once while using a blank. What did the man use to try to rob a store in Memphis?
A rubber chicken?
Houston?
Literally could be anything. You don't have to reach for the buzzer before I give my answer. Like, you can at least let me give my answer.
Toy gun?
Shovel.
Tucker, care to take a guess? What did the man use to rob the store?
A broomstick? I don't know.
A snake.
Oh. Wait a minute, I think I might have seen this.
Would they threaten to throw the snake on the...
26-year-old Reginald Cook is charged with two counts of attempted aggravated robbery. Police say around 2 a.m., Cook attempted to rob the Shell convenience store at 3599 Elvis Presley Boulevard and implied that he had a weapon. According to the affidavit, Cook entered the store again and demanded money from the register. The victim said that Cook kept reaching into his clothing, implying that he had a gun, but Cook left the store after the victim refused. At approximately 3:05 a.m., Cook entered the store for a third time, but this time with a 5-foot snake wrapped around his neck. Cook went up to the counter shouting, quote, "Give me the damn money."
With a snake around his neck.
The affidavit, "Give me the money or I'll let this snake choke me to death." The affidavit states that the victim saw Cook reach inside his backpack, implying that he is armed with another weapon. The victim pulled his gun in self-defense.
I'd shot the snake, then him, right between the eyes.
What's the snake didn't do anything.
Serpents belong to the devil, Houston. Did your grandma not tell you that? Mine did.
Police say no money was taken and no injuries were sustained. Minutes later, officers arrived on the scene and took Cook into custody. You know, aside from the ridiculousness of trying to rob a store with a snake to begin with.
That is kind of silly.
He went in three times starting at 2 a.m. You would think at some point you'd call the police. Hey,
we got a guy.
A guy running a Shell station in Memphis gets robbed so often that he doesn't think to just call the police. He didn't have a gun. That was a light robbery attempt. I'm not even going to worry about that. Or did he call the police at 2 a.m. and they couldn't get there until after 3:05 a.m.?
That could be possible. Long crime windows in Memphis, perhaps.
Have you not seen that guy? There's a guy on TikTok. All this guy does is walk outside his house. He lives in Memphis and just walks down the street, never says a word, just filming. It sounds like you're in Iraq, like in 2007.
What?
Just constant gunfire, automatic weapons fire.
It begs the question, if you had to rob a store with an animal, what do you think your best bet is?
Something trainable.
Pit bull? German shepherd?
Tiger?
You know, walk in there with a tiger on a leash, like Mike Tyson's
well,
tiger.
Well, if he's trained.
I'm going with the elephant. Either that or a Rwandan lowland mountain gorilla.
Ooh.
Chimpanzees are
they will mess you up.
They are the sociopaths of the primate.
But people don't, they're not as scared of a chimpanzee, though.
They should be.
I agree with you. But
you ever seen those videos, ones where they don't have fur?
Yeah. They're just balls of muscle.
Yeah.
You ever seen the video of that lady who was attacked by one?
No.
I remember.
Chose not to watch that
video. That
was
a long time ago.
Did she have her face ripped off?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they did the best they could, but there was not much they could do, and it is horrifying.
I watched a video the other day. It was like I think they said the chimp was like 10 or 11 months old, and it's up on this, like, kind of look like a deck, like a platform, reaches down, and the owner's a dude probably like one of our size, holds up his hand, and the chimp just drags him all the way up there. They're stupid strong.
So there's video of the woman that had her face ripped off by the chimp.
It was a while ago, but she went on some talk show. I don't think it was Ricky Lake, but a talk show like that.
Does she look better than Pam Anderson post plastic surgery?
No,
she doesn't look that good, or she looks worse.
She looks worse.
Looks worse.
Apparently, they take insult very easily too. They get insulted very easily.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Heck yeah! Why would you have something like that in your house?
Well, I actually knew somebody once. Someone that like my mom knew had a little chimpanzee. What was that chimpanzee's name?
If they don't stay little and cuddly for a long
time. No, that's the thing. This was little. He was young. You know, they put a red T-shirt on him and a diaper.
A pet monkey?
Chimp, yeah.
What's a orangutan? You know, like the one in the old Clint Eastwood movies? Clyde the orangutan?
Yeah.
Those things can apparently just... apparently, any one of these primates can just grab your arm and rip it completely off your body. Just tear you apart.
Well, that's what they do to, like, rival packs of chimpanzees.
How long does it take for a chimpanzee to grow up? Like, what kind of time frame are we talking about? If you had a clock that you had to like measure this out of time. Stay with us.
Yeah,
overtime
breaks always a minute
headed
shorter.
Your way next right here on many of these Fan Run affiliates for Houston. Ed Bear, Ed Tucker, I'm merely Russell Smith. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.